Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words on last Monday's first presidential debate at New York's Hofstra University. 84 million Americans reportedly tuned in, but alas, Donald Trump did not seem to be among them. Post-debate polls show that 54% of respondents thought Hillary Clinton won, 24% thought Donald Trump was the winner, and 22% either had no opinion or looked at the questioner like they were crazy for even asking. Afterwards, Trump went on an oblivion tour to say that everyone told him he had won the debate by huge margins, presumably the same people who tell him he has the best temperament in the history of presidential elections, damn it. It's unbelievable, his temperament. Ask Sean Hannity. Ask Sean Connery. His temperament is better than perfect. His temperament is 98.7 degrees. He has a note from Dr. Oz and Sean Hannity about his incredible temperament. The knock against Hillary is that she was too well-prepared and often looked like an escaped animatron from Disney's Hall of Presidents whose face got frozen while laughing. But that was written off as jealous sniping from the Trump cap solely because the former Secretary of State was able to string words together into actual sentences with subjects and predicates and points. You know, in a presidential sort of manner. After starting strong, Trump wound down like a cheap watch, which has to be especially galling for a guy who claims his opponent is not qualified to be president because of her lack of stamina. Perhaps he thought the debate was being judged on time of possession, which would have explained his rambling and sputtering and eventually muttering something about how the DNC might have been hacked by some 400-pound guy on a couch. He then went on to claim there was a problem with his microphone. And he's right. Unfortunately, it was turned on. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.